Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, you beautiful people. I am so excited to chat with you. I feel like we haven't had a solo chat in eons. Like, it feels like it's been forever, and I have lived so much life over the last 4 weeks, and so I want to bring you behind the scenes of what that has looked like. So the very first thing that I did in June was go spend a day with one of my mentors, Ed Milette. And so if you haven't heard of Ed, he's a world-class business coach, motivational speaker, entrepreneur. He's a father, he's a husband, and I really was excited this year to just invest in myself in this way to get a behind-the-scenes look of what it's like to live a life of that caliber. And I would say my VIP day with him in Maine was exactly that. And so he has had this vision of building his own private island. And he invited me to come and see the island on my VIP day, where we were able to get a tour of the whole island. My husband Kyle came with me, and we were able to get a whole tour of the island and then get coached. And so I want to just take you and let me like paint this scene for you of what that looked like. So he picks me up on a dock in Portland, Maine, and brings me over to his private island. And he's driving the boat. He picks Kyle and I up. He compliments Kyle right away, like, bro, I didn't know you were going to be that buff in person, which, not surprised, everybody does that when they see him. And I automatically am like, oh my gosh, today is going to be one of those days that you just know that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. So even as he's showing us like the landscape and the scenery and all of that, he's already coaching me. And I point blank, like first 5 minutes on the boat, I was like, listen, Ed, I need you to tell me today if I'm being a little bitch and I need to just get over myself, or, you know, like, just tell me if I'm being a baby, absolutely tell me. And he starts laughing and he's like, well, you know, it's funny, I was going to tell you something that's kind of similar. And I'm like, okay, what is it? And he was like, I was going to tell you that you've already achieved so much success, it would be completely fine for you to stop here. If you're going to continue on this path and go forward, don't half-ass it. Don't just try and get to the next increment above, because you're not going to gain anything at the next step. You're not going to gain anything by making a few more million dollars. You're going to have a lot more expenses. You're going to have a lot more people having access to you. If you're committed to 5xing or 10xing again, then by all means, go for it. But don't just dip your toe in and pretend like you're going to try and grow if you're not really committed to the bigger vision that you told me you were when we started coaching together. And I was like, okay, great. Glad to know that we are on the same page, because I also internally had started to feel that. Like, the last 12 months, I would say from last July, have been a really big stretch for me on not only a professional level, but a personal level. I have had to become a completely new version of myself, which, by the way, I'm taking you behind the scenes. A lot of people don't know this, but I've been recording content for a documentary, like a mini docu-series that I'm going to share with you guys. And I've wanted to take you behind what it actually looks like to build at this level, because I think it's easy to look at social media, it's easy to look at Instagram and be like, oh my God, it's all fun and games. It is not. Like, this last year has brought me to my knees on more than one occasion for very different reasons. One, the pressure of what happens when you start being seen more, the negative feedback that comes with that, the judgment that comes with that. Also, the caliber of team that I now have, the amount of employees that I now have is different than it's ever been. How this different season of life has affected me and my marriage, what Kyle's, you know, had to go through, which, by the way, he didn't even ask for, like, this kind of life that we're building, it has been beyond our wildest dreams, and we are so grateful. But with more growth obviously comes more obstacles, more opportunities for growth, and like internal growth, I mean. So like going down deep and being like, okay, am I on the right path? Do I still feel aligned with what I'm doing? And I've had that mental game playing in my head for the last 9 months, truthfully. And I want to make sure that I'm staying in tune with my morals and my values and doing things that feel really good. And then on the flip side of that, I know that there's part of me that's scared to go to the next level. I know that there's part of me that's like, do I really have what it takes? Like, am I capable of everything that I actually think I am when I get quiet with myself? I know I'm capable of more, but like, do I actually want to put in the effort to go there? It's just been this internal battle back and forth, honestly. And I was already feeling that before my day with Ed. And for him to point blank say within the first 15 minutes of like, basically, don't even bother. If you're not going to go 5 times bigger than what you are, if you're not willing to go as far as you possibly can, then stop where you're at. Because you are in the sweet spot where life is really good. Profit margins are good. Everything is kind of in balance, even though it doesn't feel like that. But he's like, just stay where you are. That's completely fine. And so I was thinking of that as we were heading to his island. And, you know, it was just kind of in the back of my head, like, okay, I've already internally been feeling this, and now it's being reflected back to me. And so we get to the island, absolutely beautiful, like the most stunning property I've ever seen, truthfully. He's designed his home. He's has 6 to 7 guest homes. He has beautiful barns with like animals and horses and like peacocks running around. He has the most incredible infinity pool outside of his custom like 4,000 square foot gym. Just like the most stunning property that you can imagine. Plus he's building his own world-class golf course on it. And so while all of that beauty was absolutely mesmerizing, the thing that kept playing in my head is like, holy shit, what kind of person do you have to be to believe that much in yourself? What kind of person do you have to become to be able to execute on a vision of this caliber? Like, what kind of commitments and consistency do you have to have in your life to get this as a result? And that's honestly what Kyle and I took away from that is like, you think that he hasn't been brushed up against things that have made him want to quit. You think that he hasn't had business deals go completely wrong, investments go wrong, like anything that you can imagine he has been through, and it has not been an excuse for him to give up on what he actually wants. And you know, we have a saying that's like BDQ, bitch, don't quit. That being there and seeing that was like the ultimate like, hello, you were in the messy middle. You were in the threshold. This feels like it sucks. It feels like it's hard. Don't commit to that being how the story ends. Don't commit to allowing the threshold to overtake you to where you feel like you should just relax. Now, you know that I 100% believe in pausing and recalibrating, and I truly feel like that's what I've been doing over the last 9 months, really recalibrating my team, making sure that I'm hiring obsessively to get the best people on the team as possible, recalibrating my time and how it's spent, and making sure that I'm still pursuing my vision and my goals, recalibrating my time to be more present with Kyle and Jed. I've had to make some really big business decisions to make sure that that still holds true for me, and I think there's been more instances in the last 12 months where I truly have felt like quitting than of any other time in entrepreneurship in my life. And that is what has caused me to pause. But I do not believe that it's like stop. I think it truly has been a pause, a recalibration, so that I can speed up to get to where I want to be. And being there with him, having the conversations with him, it was completely a full circle moment of like, yes, Stephanie, you have what it takes. You just are recalibrating. And, you know, he said something to me along the lines of, stop negotiating with yourself. You are still young, you're healthy, you're vibrant, you have what it takes. If you are going to spend all of this time and all of this energy back and forth negotiating with yourself, do I want it? Am I going to go for it? Am I not? I should rest. Oh, I want to do this. Actually, I'm going to get distracted by this other idea over here. Then like, know that that precious energy you're using could be spent on building the thing that you want to build. And I think back to like how many clients I've worked with that are always negotiating with themselves back and forth. Like, oh, do I want to grow? Do I not? Do I want to hire this person? Do I not? Do I want another location? Do I not? And it was like, absolutely. I'm doing the same thing to myself with like TWP and Meant to Win and these brands that I'm building. I'm doing the same thing with myself. And I'm not interested in doing that because I know that I'm the kind of person that even if I take a break, a pause, I recalibrate a little bit, I will be happy for the next 6 to 12 months in this recalibration season, which is beautiful. I have been inviting myself in to explore what that feels like. But after that year passes, I'm not going to be happy if I stay stagnant, if I stay exactly where I am. I'm the kind of person that has to experience growth in my life. I'm the kind of person that craves getting to the next level. I love the game of business. I love the game of life. I'm a psychopath when it comes to it. And so my body, my mind, my soul might be inviting me into rest, but that does not mean that I'm giving up on where my ultimate life vision is. And so recently I did a training inside of the mastermind on a life vision and how a vision for your life is different than your business goals. Because often I think we intertwine them and we get confused about what that really means. I want your life vision to be so extravagant and like so far-fetched from where you really are. And it feels a little impossible to get there. That's the vision you should have for your life. And of course, we're gonna have other visions along the way that get us closer to that big vision. Your goals should be things that you are really confident that you will hit. Because what often happens is we will set a goal and we will never hit it. And then we start to build distrust and almost like this sense of unworthiness within ourselves. I do not want that for you. I want you to be crushing your goals so that you're building confidence, you're building the evidence that everything is working out for you. I realized what I had done and why I was in this season of like truly feeling a little defeated is I had made it mean something about me that I wasn't living in my big vision yet. It meant I was failing. And that's simply not the case. I've crushed a lot of the goals that I've had the last 6 months. There's been so many things that have gone right. There's also been things that have gone wrong. And I know that that's part of it. That's part of the game. But because I wasn't living in that future vision, that future self, I thought that I was failing in the moment. And it's like, when I really looked back at the last 3 years, the last 5 years, it's like, holy crap. Look at how far you've come. And yes, you have big goals and you want to go so much further. But what a disgrace if you don't acknowledge how far you've already came. And being with Ed and him reflecting like, you guys are crushing it. You guys are doing incredible things. There's a lot of people that are inspired and excited about what you're creating. Don't get stuck here was honestly the reminder I needed at the exact time that I needed it. And so I wanted to come on here today and share that experience with you because maybe you need to be reminded that you're potentially living in the gap more than you are the gain. And I want to remind you that everything you've accomplished up until this point is getting you one step closer to that big vision. And what a shame if you gave up now. I'll see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.